U4ULP.
U4NUE, mobile.
DFW, how you doing this morning?
You. Ken, it's Ken, right?
It's Chad.
Roger that. Good morning, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, or Happy Holidays. And I'm just coming back from the deer camp, and still got a little bit of groggy, but I got some coffee and the radio, so I'll talk till I wake up in just a little bit.
Just got off work for the long weekend. Don't have to go back till Tuesday. Just dropped Mama's tire off at the Dodge place. Somehow we picked up 6 nails in about a 3-square-inch spot.
Are you kidding me? I mean, that's almost like somebody had to put it behind the tire or something.
Weird. Don't know where we would have picked them up at, because although there's 6 nails in it, it's losing air very, very slowly. And then, I mean, she had it parked. It was been in the garage for a few days. When she went out, it was 7 pounds low. Drove it to work. Come out of work, it was 8 pounds low. Drove it home, and then I changed it. It was still up on air, and that's been 3 or 4 days now. But fortunately, I have the warranty for a road hazard and that, so they're going to be looking at it. I might get a new one out of it. Only had 12,000 miles on it.
That'd be nice to put your new one on there. I was trying to think, the worst thing I have ever seen in a tire probably would be a 10 or 12 millimeter long shank socket, deep well socket.
Inside the tire, or it actually went through the tire?
Tire. And, you know, obviously deflated very quickly, but went completely through the tire.
We get big trucks in there all the time, and then about once a week I find one that's got a nail, and I found one the other day. He had a 3/8 bolt about 6 inches long stuck in the tire.
Well, them old big trucks, you know, that's... Stuff falls off of them on the highway, them, you know, junk things on the road, and them old big trucks so heavy, they just, you know, I've seen, let's see, big rocks stuck in tandem wheels. I saw one fly out one time on the interstate, got trapped in between the tandem wheels on the back, and I don't think it hurt nobody, but just remember seeing this big old rock flying by the truck, you know. But it's amazing what it gets stuck in a tire.
Right. So I believe I picked it up. We drove it out to my workplace one, I guess it was Monday before Christmas. And somebody else said that their wife picked up a half a dozen nails in their tire out there on that same road. So I figured somebody probably dropped something off, and the nails got all over the road. I just didn't see it.
A spot, Ken?
Of them in a row. I mean, they're almost in a straight line, and they're probably from the first to the last is 3 inches.
You wouldn't happen to be a supervisor out there where you work, would you?
I think somebody did it, you know, with a nail gun or something, but that Jeep in a year and a half has only been out there for less than 10 minutes, because I just had to go out there and pick up something, and I never went to that area.
Maybe somebody just road hazard, just lined them up out on the road then.
But, you know, it was kind of weird, because it had been in the garage for 3 days. We went to a friend's house one afternoon to go out to eat dinner with them, and came back, sat in the garage another day, and then the next day it was 7 pounds low. So I don't know, but the friend, they live on a really rough we'll just call it a dirt road. I mean, it's, if you go over 2 miles an hour, you're going to beat yourself to death. And I think something happened on that road. There's, some of the houses back to there are kind of iffy.
That was somebody's Christmas gift. You know, I hate to word it like that, but I have seen the bad side of people this week, too. Just, I don't know. Again, it's just sometimes I wonder. I just wonder. KO4NUE.
Bad on that one. Well, I have made it back to the house. Me and the pup got to go run to the dump, it looks like. So I'm going to say 73 and hope you make it back to the house all right. And look forward to catching you another time. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. KN4TFW.
KO4NUE. Appreciate it, bud. Happy New Year's to you. 73, I'm clear.
Fresh Keg, 73 is Ken. Chad, you still there?
Oh, yeah, bud. I'm still here. What's up?
I just want to say, hey, just got done eating breakfast with my son. So now I'm heading to Sam's to pick up a few things and then back to the house.
Give me a holler. Like I said, your antenna, give me a holler when you're ready.
I'll just have to look and see what the weather's going to do before we make up that my decision there.
All right. Well, did you have a good day yesterday?
4-H-K. Sorry about that, Chad. I was under a power line at a red light.
I said, let's ask if you had a good day yesterday.
Get the inventory finished up and that behind me. I still got to put the truck back together, so probably won't be able to do the antenna this week, but maybe look for next Friday, make a plan to do it then.
Okay, sounds good. Did you, were you able to get your computer issue straightened out?
Yes, I was. Andrew and I got it all set up last night doing FT Digi and a couple other modes and JSA call, a couple other things there, so it's all working good now. So now I just got to learn how to use the program.
JSA or JT call, what does that do?
That one allows you to do HF, where you can type in a message and carry on a conversation back and forth. And also, Andrew was telling me, like, if there's a station on the other side of you that can't hear me, I can relay through you to them.
Oh, pretty neat. That's pretty neat. And that's on the HF side?
Yes, sir. I was telling him last night that would probably be real good for what you were looking for there. So I've learned a little more about it, and we'll try to find out. Andrew's pretty good on it, so...
About an hour and a half last night, and he seems like he's up on the anything digital like that. But I may give you a holler, and I don't know, Patrick. We had just been struggling so hard with this peer-to-peer stuff. May just have to leave it alone. I don't know what else to do at this point. But if we can, you know, do that on HF, what's the difference?
Andrew uses Winland on HF, and it works great for you. So you may have to look at going that route instead of going across New Zealand. That may be a better option.
The only issue I've got with that is our, you know, I'd say the majority of our members are, you know, technician class, and that's, you know, just trying to find something that works for them, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do it. It's just, I cannot figure it out.
Working at it and see what we can figure out, because you might be able to do it on 6 meter and, or maybe a section of 10 meter there where they do have free. Something to look into. I don't know for sure.
I'll check into it. But, at any rate, everything's been quiet at the house. And, we're heading on back, so I don't know, about an hour, I guess, before I get to the house.
Leaving over there at the hunt camp there, you're going to have a good hour.
Dropped by my cousin's house. He was gone this morning, so I figured he's out into town. I run by the breakfast place, and I didn't see him there, so I just came on down the road. So, anyway, what you got? You going to spend the day with your son?
Had a mess for breakfast this morning. Now that he's back on days, we're trying to get it set up for a meeting once a week for either lunch or either dinner or breakfast. So I get to see him since I hadn't got
to see him. Some of that, bud. You pretty scratchy. I must be in the vehicle or something. But well, listen, I'm gonna clear on out and focus on trying to get down this road. So I appreciate the cue. So I'll give me a call when you got a free moment on the cell phone, and let me get home because my cell phone's in the bag in the back. So give me a holler today if you got some free time, and I'll talk with you then. KO4NUE. And KO4HKX. I'll be clear, sir. Have a great day. 73.
Appreciate you and Anna. Have a safe trip home. KO4HKX. I'll be clear.